Now back to the Sonny's Recycling High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And tonight's game brought to you in part by Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair at 911 Charles Drive in Tom Zipper. They've been a trusted and reliable business for fixing cars and trucks for over 30 years. That's Mark, the transmission guy. Same old guy, just a new name.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Sarluca here on 105.7 The Hawk. I want to correct myself from earlier. It is Brian Cedillo tonight in the studios of The Hawk and not Ray Malaspina. Brad Bioroscano here as our on-site engineer. Sorry about that, Brian. First down and 10 for the Indians. Teams trading sides from the south 32-yard line. Berry, quick pass to the outside. A little bit of a flutter ball, but it was caught and able to come forward for a small pickup. Javian Harris, number 8. That'll go as a gain of 2 and make it second and 8.
Courtesy of Jim Colbert at Jackson Memorial, the undefeated Jaguars up on Tom's River North, 14-0, first quarter.
That is a big one certainly there as well. You mentioned the importance of games in A South. Berry out of the shotgun, running option this time to the right. He's going to keep it, get out over the 35-yard line, take it to about the 37-yard line. Stopped by McAllister, the inside linebacker. Third and 6 coming up. We're underway here in the second quarter. 40 seconds gone by in a 7-7 ball game.
You know, Tymir Berry runs this offense, this spread offense, like a true college.
Cut out on us again there, coach. Flags are out here. And this is going to be a big one. If it's against Lacey, it's 3rd and 1. If against the Indians, it goes back to 3rd and 11.
You know, while you're doing that, Matt, I'm watching what's going on here on the south sideline. Otis Carney is trying to show the medical staff that he can go back in the game. He is running, cutting a little bit, actually looking pretty good on the sidelines here. For somebody who will have to make the decision, the doctor, whether he can go back in or not.
Remember, the Indians have a bye next week, so it would be worth it to keep Carney out of this one.
Well, he's putting his helmet on, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, I guess they figure they need him. Obviously, they do.
That last penalty, by the way, against Lacey again. And again, it results in a first down for Toms River South. J.B. and Harris will stay into the game. Near side wide receiver. A lot of the players sporting a pink uniforms or part of their uniforms tonight in support of breast cancer awareness. Here is Tymir Berry. Great speed down the far sideline. 40, 35. He'll get ridden out of bounds by Tutela, who will make the tackle. And Berry with an electric run. That one went for big yards. Let's see where they spot the football. He will be pushed out at the 32-yard line. Well, goes as a gain of 31.
Good misdirection by Berry. Started to his left, pivot reversed, kept the ball himself down the right sideline, and again with his speed, you got to have an angle to get him, and finally Tutela did.
Late movement by the Lion defensive line. Quick pass to the outside. Catch is made by Darius Hart. He's going to have a first down as he is spun down in the tackle to the 19-yard line.
By the way, guys, Tyreek Smith on the second-to-last play limped off the field being attended to on the Lacey sideline.
First and 10 as Berry will put slot men to either side. He'll keep it. Quarterback draw up the middle. Berry dancing his way inside the 5, stretching forward to the goal line. Did he get in? No. Just shy. Inside the 1, they will spot the football. Great run by Tymir Berry.
It was Chandler Hammer, the nose tackle, who actually grabbed his jersey, Matt, from behind and slowed him up just enough that he was finally brought down.
Berry on first and goal. Will give it to Green. He's in for the touchdown. 1 yard scoring run for Khalil Green. But that drive was all about Tymir Berry. Through the air a little bit and on the ground with his legs, the Indians have opened up a 13-7 advantage. On for the extra point is Russell Messler. Just back off the knee injury suffered in week 1 against Central in a game we broadcast. Kasha the holder. Good snap, good hold. He's got a leg, no doubt about that. And the Indians have a 14-7 advantage. We're early in the second quarter, 10:07 to go. Toms River South up 14-7. We're back in 30 seconds with more of the Sonny's Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Tonight's game, of course, presented by Sonny's Recycling in Weirton. If it's around your house or construction site, turn it into cash. Always the highest price paid. No item too big or too small at Sonny's Recycling.
Manalapan leading in their game against Middletown South 7-0. That one after one quarter of play. Here's the kickoff by Messler. Settling in is Totella inside his 10. He'll take it out over the 25, get to the 30, push the pile forward for an extra yard or two out to the 31-yard line, where it'll be first down and 10 for Lacey, who will trail for the first time tonight as they come back out onto the field.
Well, think how this one started, Matt, for the Indians. Turn the ball over on their first possession, short field. Lacey goes right in and scores, and you kind of think this could be a long night for the maroon and white. But South has responded. A couple of nice touchdown drives, a more than adequate job by their defense, especially when they have their backs against the wall. And South has taken the lead early in the second quarter.
Kelly this time will shuffle the wide receiver ducks and two out to his right, one up top to the left. That's Davey. Split back set. Kelly, now check it. Davey, yep. Excuse me, who was in the backfield, able to slide forward and get a yard, maybe two, second down and 8.
I think Davies is in a quarterback now.
Yes, he is. They did this last week against East. The fourth possession of the night was Connor Davies at the QB spot. He let it, took him down for a field goal. And then, Kelly, nothing wrong.
Otis Carney back in the game on defense, playing outside linebacker.
We'll keep our eye on number 3. Welcome addition for Indian fans in their home maroon jerseys tonight. Lacey the away whites. Davies. Flush in the pocket. He'll run and scramble. Have the first down and plenty more. We've got running quarterbacks tonight. Davies getting involved into the action. Khalil Green makes the tackle at the 49-yard line. That's a gain of 16.
I think the feeling for the South coaching staff, Matt and Ed, was that Carney is more important on the defensive side. And if his injury was going to limit him, he would play there and stay off the field on offense.
We'll stay in the game here at first and 10. 8:55 and rolling in the first half. Indians lead 14-7. Kelly this time will again split the wide receivers. Two this time to the near sideline, offensive right, one to the left. Here is the give in the backfield. That's number 24, George Sayer. There was a flag out.
The tackle was made by Jaden Kosh.
It's a face mask on the Indians.
And I thought that's what the call was. Actually, as Sayer took the handoff and turned the corner, the defensive guy just grabbed and got a little bit of a face mask, not a lot. But unfortunately, he did it right in front of the official. That'll be the 5-yard one, Matt.
It does give Lacey some forward movement here. Put the ball in Indian territory at the South 47-yard line. Davies will stay in at the quarterback spot. Split back set. Slot receiver to the top. And near side wide receiver was Travis Covell. Here's the give to Totella. He's hit at the line of scrimmage by Khalil Green, who then kind of rolls over, and Totella able to get a couple of yards. Spotted just inside the 45-yard line for a 2-yard pickup.
Totella lining up in the backfield. He has actually run the ball fairly well. He's got 110 yards rushing and a couple of touchdowns. I'll tell you, I am very impressed with the hitting ability of Khalil Green in that safety spot, the spot that used to be occupied by Carney after all the changes they made. He has really come up and made some nice sticks.
5'8", 170 pounds, just a junior. Plays maybe a bit bigger than his weight would indicate. Second down, let's call it a short 4 right now for Davies, and we will have a timeout taken. Lacey came out in an eye set off to the right of Davies, who is still in the shotgun. Not sure if that's why Tom Zerber South took the timeout. Obviously want to make sure they are prepared. 7:33 to go here in quarter number 2. Tom Zerber South on top of Lacey, 14-7.
Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, with 6 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County, designed to help the competitive athlete, the weekend warrior, or those recovering from injury or surgery. Visit AtlanticPTCenter.com. I'll tell you, Matt, I think the tempo of the game is a little surprising, and it kind of favors Tom Zerber South right now. I think an Indian team that has had so much trouble defensively just looking for some moral victories here on the defensive side. And I think playing with the lead, and I know it's a stupid, but playing with the lead to them is really advantageous because, again, they have been lit up so often this year, especially last week when Brick put 47 on the board.
We'll see. It doesn't look like it's going to be a night of defense here tonight. Teams have gotten up and down the field fairly easily. Davies remaining at the quarterback spot. He's got Sayer and Ethan Blackwell in an eye set off to his right. Totello, the single back. Flea flicker set up. Davies wants to throw. In trouble. Moves left. Indians read it beautifully. Great scrambling ability, however, by Davies. Finds the tight end, Isaiah Brown, who will rumble his way down inside the 25 and get to the 19-yard line. Again, great scrambling by the quarterbacks tonight has created a lot of extra plays.
And the problem has been, and that kind of, it would be a linebacker's responsibility, is somebody just kind of left Brown wide open. And give Davies credit, Matt, we are hearing, and this is very unofficial, but we are hearing that Tom Kelly may have suffered a head injury and for that reason is out of the game and right now being replaced by Connor Davies. We'll have to see if that's one that is going to keep him out for the rest of the night.
And you've got to wonder if it came on that personal foul when the Indians were whistled for leading with the helmet.
Interesting. I didn't even think about that.
Davies operating here with a split back set. Two receivers off to his left. The give is inside Ethan Blackwell, who will spin his way at the line of scrimmage. Get down to about the 16-yard line. Jaden Kosh on the tackle.
Hey, guys, I'm back up.
All right, good to have you there, Ed.
So I guess you got the news on injury, okay.
Is he done for the night?
It's a head injury, and yeah. You know how that works.
Yep.
13-0, by the way, Point Beach leading Modern Day after one quarter of play.
It's Modern Day prep to you, buddy.
Sorry, it's Modern Day Prep, MDP. 6:20 here in our second quarter. Lacey looking for the tying score. Four wide set. Davies rolling off to his left. He is a right-handed quarterback. Throws one to the corner of the end zone. This one up for grab, batted away at the last second. Jared Egan was the corner on the coverage. The intended target, Mike Bocchini. And that will set up a third down and 8 for Lacey.
Good coverage that time by Egan. Now listen, Tom Kelly is one of the best quarterbacks in the Shore, so obviously losing him is a big blow. But I think you guys would agree with me, Connor Davies is probably the best backup quarterback in the Shore and would start for most other teams.
And certainly has a good knowledge of the offense. He probably has to hear about it with his dad, Corey, who's the offensive coordinator all the time. Timeout taken on the field. We break as well. 6:07 to go here in the first half. It is Tom's River South 14, Lacey 7. We're back in 30 seconds with more of the Sunny's Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
And we welcome you back here from Detweiler Stadium. 6:07 to play here in our first half. It's been an entertaining first half so far. Just joining us, Tom Kelly, senior quarterback, out with a head injury. Otis Carney been banged up as well. He is back out for Tom's River South, walking right now without his helmet on. We'll see if Carney comes back in. Connor Davies wants to throw. In trouble. Moves to his left. Moves to his right. Throws up for grabs. Deflected away. Darius Hart on the coverage that time from Christian Totello.
And there's that pressure again from a guy you've called his number a lot tonight, Matt, Mike Alfaro, put good pressure on. Boy, the Indians are selling out. I think now the Lions need to make some adjustments, maybe some draws, screens, because South is sending the posse on passing downs. Davis will try another field goal, and it will be the same distance as the first one, which he missed was partially blocking. 34-yarder under the hold of Connor Davies.
Ball spotted from the 24. Right hash mark kick this time for a righty kicker. A low snap again. Davies able to get it down. The kick was blocked. And the recovery made at the 20-yard line by Khalil Green. Alfaro was one of the first guys in. It was either him or Billy Kosh who got the deflection. I'm going to say Alfaro because he is getting all kinds of congratulations.
Looked like one of my chip shots. I mean, that thing got about 3 inches off the ground. It just did not go far. And again, a bad snap kind of throws off the timing. So the Lions have had, a situation where they had a first and goal on the 3, didn't score, missed a field goal. That drive missed a field goal. And you know, giving Toms River South a little momentum here with 5:53 left in the first half. The Indians leading 14-7 and back on the offense.
Indians here with an opportunity to maybe put a bit of distance. Obviously, so much time left in the football game, but as Kevin said, playing from ahead, extremely important. The man of the match so far has been this guy, Tymir Berry, who will swing one of the outside. Javian Harris will make the catch at the 23-yard line, tackled by George Sayer.
Well, it's a little dangerous on that pass, Matt. A little slow getting there. Would you agree?
Well, it seemed like a long pass to get there.
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth, Kevin. He's not throwing a perfect spiral because he wants to get rid of it so quick. You better be careful because that corner could just step in front of one of them.
Yeah, got to set your feet.
Slotman to either side. Schumann started in motion. Reverse option off to the left. Berry will keep it. Backed up off the tackle. Sayer was the man on the stop. Forward progress will get the ball out to the 28-yard line. Third down and two coming up. Checking in, Jaden Kosh offensively here for the Indians.
Well, kind of a big third and two here because you really, in the field position game, you don't want to have to punt from back here. So the Tribe would like to keep this drive going.
In motion is Green. He'll get it around right end. First down and more. Flag out, however, so this one likely coming back. Thrown as the edge was set, and Green was able to turn the corner. We'll wait for the penalty, obviously, before we put everything together. A couple of scores for you. Long Branch on top of Wall right now, 14-3. That game with 6:30 to go in the first half.
It is a hold against Toms River South, so it'll not only negate the first down, but move it back pretty deep into Indians territory.
Southern Regional leading Brick 7-0. 4:20 to go in the first half in that contest.
That's a big one in Class A South. The Green Dragons are undefeated in the conference. Southern has one A South loss.
Sorry, Kevin, I missed that score. Did we have a score?
7-0 Southern over Brick.
Southern, okay, thank you.
4:42 with the penalty, which is a spot foul. Ball will be pushed back inside the 20-yard line to the 18.
Third down and 12, Matt.
JV and Harris coming near sideline to the left. He's got a lot of room to work with. Darius Hart up top to the right. Berry looking over to the sideline. He's confused, I think, with what play to run. Back judge hasn't started counting yet. And the Indians look like they're just winding the clock down here.
Yeah, they're going to run it down and call a timeout.
Well, they just looked like they were about to try and get a last-second play attempt off. And then Tymir Berry and the staff does call a timeout. 4:18 to go in our first half. 14-7, Toms River South leading in this contest. Quick programming note for you. Monmouth University football on the air tomorrow on 1160, 1310 a.m. Our sister stations of the Shore Sports Network with the pregame show at 12:45. Kickoff at 1 o'clock. MU back at home for Robert Morris. Jets football returning on Monday night this week on 105.7 The Hawk. You want me to keep going? Because I can.
Go ahead, Matt. Finish it up.
Tuesday night, the Kevin Callahan Monmouth football show. And, of course, Thursday night, the Investors Bank Thursday night high school football show from around the corner here, the Water Street Grill in Toms River.
Meanwhile, four of the best college hockey teams are coming to the Prudential Center on October 25th and 26th for the inaugural Liberty Hockey Invitational. The two-day tournament features Princeton, Dartmouth, Brown, and defending NCAA champion Yale. All session and individual tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and at the Prudential Center box office. Get your tickets today to see the very best college hockey right here in New Jersey.
24-0 Rumson on top of Red Bank. That game in the second quarter. Back here, third and 12. Berry has the play that he wants. We'll send Kosh in motion. Low snap. Flare pass to the outside. Green looking to make a play. Cannot. He stopped after a one-yard pickup at the 19-yard line. George Sayer up to make the stop, as was Brian Lester.
Now, I think this will be the Indians' first punt of the night, and it will be Messler who handling the place-kicking duties to go back and punt. That's a big help to get him back. He is a dangerous weapon with that powerful right foot.
Davies standing at midfield. That's a precarious spot for what now is your quarterback.
Yeah, really.
To be your punt returner as well. Bouncing snap. In trouble is Messler. Running for his life off the right side. Back near the end zone. Fumbled the football. Picked up by Lacey. Touchdown. Ethan Blackwell,
wow.
Number 3. Not sure if he was the one who stripped it, but he's the one who recovered in the end zone. Give him six, and we are an extra point away from having a tie score.
Matt, I think he just dropped it, Messler, as he was trying to get around Blackwell. He just dropped the football.
Well, he might have been brought down, and it was going to be a safety. He was probably going to get brought down on the end zone. Regardless, it was an awful snap, bounced about 5 yards before he got to it. And another situation for South that can't please them is Messler being involved in a play. He's only supposed to be kicking tonight, and there he is running for his life on a bad knee.
3:29 to go in the second quarter. Here's Davis on for the extra point. Has missed a couple of field goals. Good snap here. Good snap. Good kick. 14-14. Check it. That one pushed off wide just a little bit. I thought it was through the uprights. It went left by just a hair. 14-13 is our score. 3:29 to go. We step out for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on the Sunday's Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
105.7 The Hawk, WCHR-FM Manahawkin, an ultimate classic rock radio station. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk. Now back to the Sonny's Recycling High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
3:29 to go here in the first half. A missed extra point is the difference in the game right now. 14-13 in favor of Toms River South. Pat Davis missed the extra point last time. Has had two field goals blocked as well. We'll give the football back here to the Indians. Approaching at the 40-yard line. High end-over-end kick. This is returnable for Khalil Green, who dropped the football and then fell on it. Had his knee touch the ground at the 15-yard line. A lot of mistakes here for Toms River South the last several minutes.
Yeah, not exactly crisp.
Turnovers have resulted in points for Lacey here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right, Matt. Both of them, both touchdowns. One after a fumble, and they only had to go about 32 yards, and then that fumbled punt play, the botched punt, resulting in the Messler fumble in the end zone and the Blackwell recovery. And now the Indians will start deep in their own territory after that misfortune on the kickoff.
Ball at the 15-yard line for Berry. Darius Hart, need to get him involved a little bit more here. Option off to the left side. Pitch for Green. In trouble in the backfield. Able to get upfield just a little bit. Billy Kosh was the first man there. And then Green and George Sayer, the tackle for Lacey. About 3 minutes to go here in our first half. 14-13 our score. We thought it would be entertaining, and it has been so far.
That's for sure.
Berry again splits the receivers, slot man to either side. Option this time to the right. Berry will keep it. Spun out of the first tackle. Comes forward over the 20 to the 21-yard line. He's a tough man to tackle the first time through. Lester makes the stop.
Well, it seems like the Lions may have adjusted a little bit, and they're almost disregarding South doing anything up the middle, trying to take away the outside.
Berry got up limping. Looks like he got hit in the thigh area.
Can't lose him for sure. He looks like he is in some pain. On third down and four. Inside carry for Green. Off right tackle. That's going to be enough to move the chains out to the 27-yard line. Lester again on the tackle.
I think that's a big first down, guys.
I would agree. You would have given the football back to Lacey with certainly enough time left. What do we got going on here on the ground?
We've been nice treatment here.
Berry. Straight drop back, lets it go, far sideline, well out of the range of Darius Hart, and an incompletion will set up a second and 10. Manalapan on the bank of a, 75-yard kickoff return after Middletown South had tied it at 7. Braves march right back and take the ensuing kickoff 75 yards to go up 14-7.
Well, Ethan Blackwell had great coverage on Hart on that last play.
That's the matchup again, far side. Reverse option for Berry. Pitches at the very last second. Big hole for Kosh. He's into Lacey territory at the 35. Cuts it to 30. 25-20. One man to beat at the 15. And then taken down inside the 15-yard line by Justin Longo. Great decision by Tymir Berry. And when I say pitched it at the last second, at the last millisecond before Kosh had the near sideline all to himself.
Well, he did it right in front of Ed, and you just can't run the option any better, Coach.
Yeah, he waited till the last possible moment just as they were converging on him. Kosh not blessed with a whole lot of speed in this backfield. He's probably number 4 or 5, But a beautiful cutback to the middle of the field. Got the ball just outside the 10.
Big opportunity now for the Indians. First and goal from the Lacey 12-yard line. Minute and a half on the clock and rolling. Berry will give it to Green. Big hole off the right side. Green slipped around the 7-yard line. Went down with not much contact. Does get 5 to set up a 2nd and 5.
I think if he stayed on his feet, that might have been 6. There was a huge hole. Nice job by Mike Rutter and Sergio Hernandez.
Berry takes his time here in between plays. We're inside of a minute to go on 2nd and 5. Not sure that I'd be
taking this much time.
Taking this much, yeah.
They have timeouts left.
Berry looks things over. Got a lot of movement that time.
Number 5 on the Lions as they jump again. 5 offside penalties in this first half.
Referees having a quick discussion.
I think South's only got 1 timeout left, guys.
So what's on the board?
This is going to be half the distance, this penalty.
So, I mean, they really can't take all that much time with only 1 timeout. They've got to leave themselves that timeout, especially if they can't get in the end zone, Matt, and have to set up a field goal attempt. Referee's talking about this one for a long time.
Well, it's because it's a half-the-distance penalty, so it's not just a 5-yard penalty. They got to go 4 yards, which is going to put it just short of the first down. I think that's what they're doing over there on the sidelines. In fact, they're going to measure it. They know where the ball is, so they're going to measure it. They're not measuring for a first down. They're measuring to where to spot the football. Nice play by John Villapiano, the referee. Nice job by him. That's what they did. They spotted the ball on the sideline, know that they're short of the first down, and the Indians are about 3 inches from a first and goal.
40 seconds on the game clock right now. Stick around halftime. Interview down on the field. We'll go through scores, analysis of this one, and get you set for the second half. Indians trying to go up by 2 scores here. Berry will give it to Khalil Green at the goal line. Stopped just shy. Indian sideline wants the signal for 6. They don't get it. There was a big collision just inside the 1-yard line. Green didn't get in. A little slow to get up.
But they got the first down, so it stops the clock for a second here.
Yeah, they're going to go. They're not going to use their timeout. Plenty of time, 28 seconds.
Berry gives to Green again. Dives forward. That's a touchdown. 1-yard plunge from inside the 1 for Khalil Green, who's got a 2nd score of the night, 20-13 with the extra point upcoming, 22 seconds to go in the 2nd quarter.
By the way, Pinelands has scored 10 straight points, and at halftime, they've cut the central lead to 14-10.
Russell Messler on for the extra point. Good snap, good hold, good kick. 21-13 with 22 seconds to go. We step out for 30 seconds, back for the remaining part of the first half. On the Sunnies Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7, The Hawk.
Your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Ferrari's Pizza and Deli in Beachwood will satisfy whatever it is you crave, from their delicious thin crust grandma's pizza to cheesesteaks, wings, subs, and Italian dinner entrees. Check out their menu and more at ferrarispizzaanddeli.com. Grandma's pie is outstanding.
Kickoff coming up here for the Indians. Messler puts a big boot into this one. Tutela has to go back into the end zone. It'll come out for a touchback, and one would think that Lacey would take a knee here and go in and try and regroup, trailing 21-13, 22 seconds remaining in our first half.
You know, just sort of keep in the back of your mind, Matt, what I said at the top of our broadcast, the Indians have had a real problem scoring in the second half of their games this season. Shut out last week against Brick after scoring how many in the first half? 21. So this one is a long, long way over.
Indians were a player short. Now Tyler Sosa will run on, going pre-vet defense. Davies still is the quarterback. We haven't gotten an official word on Tom Kelly. We'll see if we can at halftime. Bubble screen set up, and then pressure again from the inside. That sack made by Brandon Kelly, number 51. That should take us to the end of the first half. Lacey doesn't have to run another play, and after that one, I'm not sure that I would. They'll be content to let the clock run out, and the teams will head into their respective locker rooms. Lacey into the school, the Indians into the field house, off in the corner of the end zone to our right. Big first half for the Indians. They lead 21-13. Ed.
Coach, getting a little excited out here, huh?
It's an exciting game. I haven't never grown up, I guess.
Hey, great job by Tymir Berry. He's playing possessed out here tonight.
Tymir's just, you know, you can talk about him forever.
Out on the spot,
okay. Thank you. Okay.
I mean, playing without your top running back, you know, this team is on a mission tonight.
Yeah, we I think we learned our lesson from last week. We got punched in the mouth. It's, you know, we talked about character coming back. It's how you, you know, we all get punched in the mouth. It's how you respond. So hopefully, you know, we can keep playing.
Well, last week it was the second half to your demise. I'm sure you want to play a little better this next half.
We have to.
Good luck, Coach.
Ron Signorino Jr. talking things over with our man on the sideline, Ed Saraluca. 21-13 the score right now in favor of Toms River South, as Ed and Coach talked about. Big half for Tymir Berry. He's got a touchdown pass, two on the ground for Khalil Green. Boy, Kevin, Berry has been special so far in that first 24 minutes.
You know what? Ed has touted him all year long. I know he's a big fan of his, and how can you not with when you watch this young man? And, you know, as he said, that, you know, Carney now very limited, and certainly I don't think we're going to see him much on offense, you know, so it was really Berry with an assist from Khalil Green, but just Tymir just runs that offense to perfection and a lot of patience. And I've said that I think the word that describes him in that kind of offense is he's got the poise. He's got the poise to know when to pitch it, when to hold it, and just a superb first half. Ed's got something for us.
Yeah, Lou Versillo, head coach of Lacey, just confirmed the head injury of Tom Kelly. He is done for the night.
All right, so the senior quarterback will have to sit. That will certainly have implications in this one. Connor Davies, a very capable backup. But, again, same kind of situation with Carney. You take him out of the backfield and put Green back there. Then you've got to take somebody and put him in Green spot. Same thing here. Davies, who is among the better receivers in the Shore through the first couple weeks, will go to quarterback, and then someone's got to take his spot at the receiver spot.
And Davies is a very, very capable backup. But Kelly has been just superb, Matt, for the first three games of the season. There's nobody playing quarterback at a higher level than he has. And you know, the other thing is he's a leader on this team, so how will his loss transfer to the other players on the team, saying, hey, our guy's out now? There's two ways to go. You get down in the dumps, or you say, now we've got to step it up because we've got to pull it out for the other guys.
And certainly a lot of other senior leadership on this Lacey team will be a very intriguing second half. We step out here, take a 2-minute timeout. When we come back on the other side of the break, we'll send things down to Ed for our halftime interview. 21-13, Toms River South leads Lacey. We're back in 120 seconds right after this quick pause on the Sunnies Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.